Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Amber Hartman joining us live this morning, chair of this year's Taste of Buffalo. Wow, Amber, you told us last week that you would be ready to pivot if needed. And boy, did you ever. How did this play out? I mean, we've gone from having a ticketed event to no longer a ticket admission requirement. And it's kind of free and open to everybody.
Correct. It's super exciting. We didn't expect it, but we are very happy. We're thrilled to be able to offer the event to all everybody in the community, as we've always been able to do so, rather than having a ticketed event.
Now, how were you really able to make this change? It seemed like in a snap. Did you have this kind of backup plan in mind that, hey, if things change over the next week, we'll be able to adapt? Or was there a lot of rushing around in that 24-hour period?
So there's been a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, a lot of text messages flying around. As we talked about last week, we've always been prepared this entire year to continue to pivot. As we started planning in October of 2020 and continued through today, things have just changed, sometimes monthly, sometimes weekly, sometimes daily. We've had to really ensure that our plans are fluid, but we have a really strong board of directors and lots of communication.
You've got to be thrilled, though, right, at the timing that this is happening.
Susan, it couldn't have been better. Yesterday was my birthday, so this was literally the best birthday present ever.
Yeah, I have to imagine that. For the restaurants themselves, what changes might they have to make now that we're expecting more people?
Yeah, so definitely there's some challenges there as well. We've communicated out to our restaurants, letting them know, obviously, the changes. It'll be differences in ordering, how much in terms of product. How many people to plan for. We've eliminated the sessions that we had planned to do because of the ticketing. So we're back to our normal hours of 11 to 9 on Saturday the 10th and 11 to 7 on Sunday the 11th. So, it's making sure that they have staff, making sure that they have product. Changes for everybody, but I think changes for the better, and will allow more people to attend the event this year.
You know, it's a smaller footprint, you were telling us last week. It doesn't go up on Delaware Avenue quite as far as it has in previous years. Is it possible to add more restaurants at this point?
You know, Susan, anything's possible. I will never say never. We don't have, plans at this point to expand as far as we have been in the past down to Johnson Park across Chippewa. But there is a possibility that we might be able to sneak in one or two more restaurants depending on our footprint. But there's a lot of logistics that go around that. So, I think that patrons should be prepared for a smaller footprint, a more intimate experience than they have been in the past.
For the restaurants themselves, this has to be great news because they were expecting, a certain number of people over the 2 days. And now, part of it is the exposure, right? You're trying new things all the time. You try a little taste and then you say, all right, put that down the list. We'll go there in a few weeks for the full meal. Now they're going to get way more people walking by and being able to do that.
Absolutely. And this has always been the best part of the Taste of Buffalo is that you get to try new things. You get to experience new restaurants that maybe aren't in your neighborhood. And people start to venture out further and further, once they've had a sample of the different dishes that are available. So, it'll be great for our restaurants, continued exposure and, reminder that they're out there and people should take advantage of local.
I'm wondering, Amber, if restaurants were maybe a little hesitant initially, because of all the COVID restrictions, and now suddenly they're banging on your door. They want in.
That's a possibility. We just made our announcement yesterday. So, I have not had a chance to talk to our restaurant teams this morning, but certainly that is something that we're going to have to manage through over the next couple days.
All right. The turnaround has been great. The rules being lifted, great for you guys. I would imagine the planning is already maybe going forward into next year. You have to be thinking, okay, no more, what are we able to do? So many questions going forward, able to kind of open it up as it was back in 2019. I mean, you have a lot of work on your hands over the next couple of weeks, but you have to be looking forward to that 2022 event too.
Absolutely. Planning for the Taste of Buffalo is a year-round experience. We don't start this in January or February and put on an event of this type by July. It's definitely a year-round planning experience, not just for the current year, but also thinking about what's going to happen next year. If we put something in place this year, how do we continue it for next year? If we wanted to do something this year and maybe weren't able to do it, looking ahead as to how can we get this implemented for years, in the future. So absolutely, we're always looking at how to enhance the event, how to make the guest experience better. And that is a continuous planning process.
All right, so no longer a admission ticket required to get in this year. What about those who bought them already?
Yeah, absolutely. So patrons who bought their ticket at Tops, they can go back to any Tops location and receive a refund for their ticket. Or if they have purchased tickets through our tasteofbuffalo.com website, those tickets will be automatically refunded. We're working on that. We started working on that yesterday. We'll continue to do that until all patrons have been refunded. It will take approximately 5 days or so before credits are actually deposited to into patrons' accounts, but we've already started the process of automatically refunding those ticket purchases.
Right. Hey, Amber, thanks so much, and good luck with everything going forward. Great news yesterday. It's Amber Hartman, Taste of Buffalo Chair, talking about the event that was reimagined a little bit in the last 24 hours to allow for more people.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.